Three, two, and one.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Woman's Cave.
Recording this live.
What?
That's hilarious.
We're going to have to do it again. And one.
Hello, you guys, and welcome to the Woman's Cave.
I let you
know. I'm taking it because she was supposed to hit the record and didn't. I'm Jade, though.
And I'm Winona. I will tell you something about your appearance, but since you did
what?
That now...
What's going on with my appearance? You know, guys, you know my father has a little bit of operation, so you know I've been, like, at his house doing, like, just being with him and being crazy. And so if I look crazy today, please forgive me.
Well, see, now that what I was going to say was, like, mean for me to even make that joke.
Yeah, it is mean. Well, really tell me what's going on with my appearance,
though. I was going to tell you you look adorable.
Oh, yay! That's exciting! I mean, seriously, you guys, I had to, like, fight with my father over his oatmeal this morning because he wanted it a different way. And I was like, seriously, it's oatmeal, people. It is oatmeal. Eat your oatmeal.
I was there for this fight. It was very humorous.
It's not funny. It was like, eat your oatmeal. I have to have a do my show in a few minutes. Eat your oatmeal.
Anyway.
We are the...
And I thought, ladies, I digress, you guys.
It was going to be banter, but apparently she needs to get something off
vent,
her chest.
Little vent, you know, it's been like 2 or 3 days. And so anyway, so a little venting. But I, you know, I love my father, and I would do anything for him. Anything. Anyway, I'm the ladies, co-authors, co-founders, co-everything, really.
And we're two of 11 ladies, and
wonderful,
are,
gorgeous ladies. Beautiful.
Yeah, she likes to just text out all her adjectives and adverbs.
Okay. So, we wrote the And I Thought series, And I Thought Divorce Was Bad with Other Life Lessons. Look at Winona being prepared, And I Thought Being Grown Up Was Easy.
It's actually in stock.
Yes! Well, not yes. I mean, boo, because you want to sell them, right?
Yeah.
And I Thought I Could Juggle It All. And I Thought I Did My Journey Alone. And I Thought I Had It All Figured Out, a fiction episode one. So, Hollywood, if you are out there...
Please come and knock in because I've already got my script and I'm already famous. So just make me a little bit more famous, all right?
Wait. And we have a CD of poetry. Yes, like everything that we ever do, it is super authentic.
Just like our television show.
Yes.
Which starts next week, airing on Channel 18 in Sacramento. But if you want to get an early jump on that, check us out on Amazon at Just Writing, WRITIN Life.
But yes, watch episode 2, you guys, because you know episode 1, because you know how cheap Winona is, she wouldn't let me hire a production team. So episode 1 is little us getting our life together, and episode 2 is better.
Well, she said that because she shot episode 2.
No, it's not true.
Okay, maybe it's just better.
It's better. Okay, so anyway. I mean, enough about us. Oh, all of us, you can find all of those books and everything about the ladies at andwethought.com. Take a moment to go hit the ladies page, go down to the bottom and look at the charities that we probably support. And,
can
know,
I just tell you how
help.
We
wait,
support them?
Wait. And we have a wonderful guest, and no one's here to talk about us. So, and the books on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. And yes, you know, you guys, if you buy some of our books, we do send a portion of the proceeds to those charities.
You can also find everything at AndWeThoughts.com to purchase and or watch shows, listen to shows, and everything that we're up to doing, like the European tour that's coming up.
Okay. Yay. So, you guys aren't really here to hear about us or me vent about my father. And
so,
being
the
Ill.
Analytics. Proof.
Yeah, so you're here to actually hear about our wonderful guest. Wonderful guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. My name is Kim Antonato. I am the author and illustrator of Shoes Are Like Men. It is a comical twist on modern dating, and in every chapter, it explains a shoe style, a man's personality, and a date I did not or did go on. It's a light read, but it's very comical. And I guarantee you'll have a good time reading it. It's a very light, so it's kind of a positive way to think about your dating.
I love the fact that you compared shoes to men, because some men are Louis Vuittons, and then some men are other
those $5 shoes.
The $5
pick
shoes.
Up.
Although I tend to pick up $5 shoes, so that might explain the men. I'm not gonna lie, my $5 shoes keep going. Even when I go out on the dates, I'd be like, look, my $5 shoes is doing better
what
than
date?
You. Right. I don't even date. Never mind, I lied.
What I missed? I know I've been down and gone for 3 days, but man, what happened?
The $5 shoe was your perfect fit. That's okay. Yeah, it makes them feel good.
Exactly.
You know, you gotta get $5 makes you feel good.
Exactly.
So how did you come up with the concept of Shoes Are Like Men? Like, the title is hilarious, and I love it. How did you come up with that concept?
It kind of was a funny thing. I broke up with another guy yet again. Relationship after relationship, and I'm sitting in lunch, having lunch with my girlfriend, and she goes, "You know, you love shoe shopping." So I said, "Oh, I'm not dating. I'm done with men. I'm just done." She's like, "Oh, no, you're not." She goes, "You got to start thinking about dating, like trying on shoes. And every different shoe you try on, some are going to hurt, some are going to feel better." I thought that was such a great way of putting it. And then I elaborated on it and was driving out feeling sorry for myself one day. And I said, "You know what? All right, I got to turn this around. This is, you know, I'm going to sit here and feel sorry for myself. I shouldn't date and be around anybody. I'm going to not sit and feel sorry for myself." I took my little computer, I started writing, and I started comparing. Hey, that guy's like a hot shoe. He's great. He's like awesome. He's great. But at the end, I'm always in pain every time I get in those hot shoe relationships. And I had my relationships that are online. You ever get shoes that are online? Uh-huh. Those are the greatest shoes ever. On the internet, you're tapping away, going, "Wow, this is great. I love this shoe. And then you come home, and it's really a cheap piece of leather. It's like the guys you meet on the internet. They look great on their profiles. They're funny. They're attractive. And then you go to the date, and you're like, wait a minute. You don't kind of look like the guy on the computer."
Exactly.
And then, you have your charity shoe. My charity shoe is my favorite. You know, I gave so many shoes away to charity, and I loved it. So I'm happy about it. But, you know, as you're putting it in the bag, you're like, "Do you want to put it back? Do you want to keep it? Do you want to put it back? Do you want to keep it?" That's the guy you break up with. Go back. We all do it. How many times have you put it? I mean, it takes like 6 months to break up with somebody sometimes. You know, so I think it's very relatable. The book becomes very relatable to women. And even men that have read it said it was very comical. They want to make sure they're not the shoes on sale.
Oh, that sounds like a whole other subject of shoes that we need to open up.
Yes, I love a shoe sale now. But, I mean, I have my perfect match shoes.
She has her perfect match of shoes.
Your perfect fit. That's wonderful.
Yeah, she's got her glass slipper, which is annoying to the rest of us.
What? Annoying?
You know what? It's not. Because if you think about it, you're going to get your glass slipper soon, too. And everybody's got that perfect fit. And, writing the book, especially now doing all these interviews that I've been doing, I'm getting to talk to a lot of wonderful women like yourself, and I'm getting to hear all their woes and, you know, their tragedies and their happy stories too. And I keep telling them, I'm like, you know what, always think positive, because you know what, if you think positive, you're going to have positive results. Have faith, you're going to find that person. You know, I'm a real strong believer in faith and karma, and you know, everything works out the way it's supposed to. Maybe your guy, your perfect guy, is with somebody else right now. They
got to
break up to be with you. You never know.
I like to say that all the time. I say that sometimes you have to wait a while, but you know, after some women have molded this man, and you don't have to do it because they already know. So just wait it out.
And for any of the males that are watching this, I got to tell you, it's not a male bashing book.
No.
If anybody bashes anybody in this book, it's me. There's plenty of times I say in the book, you know, I wasn't the perfect person to date either. But I had to go through those lessons to become a better person to date. Before I wrote the book, and after I dated, they're totally different. I so fixated, and, you know, like I'd want to call a guy, or now I'm like, listen, you know, when you call me. You know what I mean? It's no big deal.
Was this book like therapeutic for you? Like, you know, to get that.
Yes.
Get those scars, get that bell things out.
Yeah, I was extremely therapeutic. I was really having a tough time. You know, I broke up with this one guy, and it was before, and then I dated another guy, and I was just completely depressed. I mean, you know, like, why aren't we together? You know, I know, you know, things, the situation's different, and I was just, my stomach was turning. It was horrible. And I'm like, you know what? I gotta turn it around. Of course, why would you want to date someone that's depressing, that's sad? I want to date someone that's going to cling on to me. I'm going to date somebody that I can have a life with.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
I have to say, though, you seem to have said that you did some of this by dating, and then you did some by not dating. Now, did the not dating ones come from friends, or they're just made up?
Well, actually, my comfy shoe, if you read the book, is a guy that I became very, very good friends with. And it was so comfy. Do you ever have a
Yes.
That's my company shoe. You know, he was always like the guy I go to the weddings with. Or if I need a date, and I call him up and say, oh, you know, hurry up, I need a date. Can you come? And he would be there. And I think every girl needs that support system or that guy that you have.
Exactly.
Then there was, of course, the date that, you know, you ever like go on, you know, do you ever, you know, go on to a party? A great party, a great chemistry with this guy. I'll call you. Give me your number. And you're like, wow, we have such a great time. We have such great chemistry. The date we're going to go on is going to be, you're imagining it. You know, I know what shoes I'm going to wear. I know what outfit I'm going to wear. This guy is going to be the greatest date ever. And then the guy never calls. I'm like, wait, what did I do wrong? And then, of course, you think it's you. But in reality, most likely, it isn't you. It's most likely the other person.
Well, you know that they say that practice makes perfect, and normally you meet those type of guys. You know, they've had a lot of practice, so hey, they were pretty perfect for that situation to match you. But hey, I mean, it's probably the other guy, or he could have lost your number, because I do that all the time. And no, I've got to say, I've never had this happen to me.
Friends.
So.
I knew him through friends. He didn't lose my number. That's okay.
Oh! So we were trying. See how you guys were charitable. We're trying to help people out, and apparently we don't need my help.
I always tell guys that I'm dating now, every guy I date, I'm like, don't piss me off, I'll write a book about you.
Oh, there's a shirt for that.
There is a shirt. There's like a few shirts for that, and I was like, yes. There's one that says, anything you say or do could end up in my next novel.
Exactly.
That's great. I like that. I have to get that shirt.
Yep. Yeah, I was like, it's getting Amazon Prime to me.
Amazon stuff. I love Amazon.
Oh my well, you goodness, love right? shoes and shopping, so of course.
Yeah. You're the Amazon guy.
Interview on going shoe shopping, just to let you know, girls.
If only the Amazon guys, yes. That would be so great.
Oh my God, that'd be awesome.
Wouldn't right? Because you could get reviews, and you could like read them and see the best and the worst.
Oh my God.
You could get reviews.
Perfect.
It would be the best.
God, imagine getting reviews from your ex-girlfriend. Would you recommend me to a friend?
Exactly.
Was I good in bed? Was I a good boyfriend? Was I attentive? You know?
I think we're on an app right now. We are making an app right now. And unfortunately, we're about to make somebody stupid rich.
It's not going to be us, so that's upsetting.
Oh, God, that's going to be so perfect.
So this book was therapeutic. And so now that you're doing all these interviews and going out, does that give you an excuse to buy even more shoes?
I know. It's tragic, but it's funny because I have Father's Day coming up. So what am I giving my father and my stepfather? Shoes.
Comfortable shoes because they're great guys, right?
Yep. There you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my goodness. So, do you think you're going to write another one?
Actually, I'm talking to my publisher after this today, and so I've been pretty busy writing another one. But it's going to be a little bit more serious. I actually was going to write another book about men and shoes, and then it was kind of the same line. I thought this was so cute, I just wanted to leave it alone. And maybe hopefully someday somebody will pick it up and really want to do a story on it.
Right.
The next book's a little more serious. It's about, I'm a power skating instructor. I teach hockey for a living.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working with men. And not that I look the type of, I'm like, got my nails done, I do my hair, I put on pretty shoes. I don't really kind of fit the type of a hockey instructor, quote unquote. So I'm writing a book about women in power skating. And, women's power and, women empowerment. And I want women to know out there that, keep faith up and, do your best. And people are going to knock you down. And you got to put on your hockey skates, pull up your bootstraps, put on your heels, have to do whatever you have to do to get up and you go through. You go through it. It's hard. It's been a very difficult road being a hockey instructor. The men didn't want me in the industry for a while. And to break through, it's been pretty incredible. It's good. It's a great story.
I cannot wait to hear
this. We look forward to reading.
We look forward to interviewing you about it as well.
Yes, we'll come back.
I would love that. And what I like about this book is that it's still got, this one's pretty comical. It's got some good one-liners in it. I've got good one-liners in the other one. But yet, it's on a very serious note. And if I really look at it, shoes advice, but I am the person to tell you that, you know, keep your faith up and you will find that perfect person for you. I mean, it, you know, and if you don't, still be happy. Because in any situation you're in, as long as you're happy, a man's not going to make you happy. You have to make yourself happy. And that's what I did with the book. I was so depressed about a man. I'm like, there's 5 billion people in the world and I'm upset about one guy. That's ridiculous. And then, like, that's like saying, I'm never going to wear shoes again because my feet hurt. That's silly. You know, that's just silly. So I hear so many women go, he broke my heart, I can never date again. You know, I even know my aunt, she got divorced and she's like, never date again. I'm like, why? I mean, it never came into my head. And then I was trying to get to that point where I kind of understood where she was coming from when I was sitting at my girlfriend saying, I'm never going to date again. This hurts so badly. I'm getting such bad heartbreak. My stomach hurts. Can't sleep at night, but I'm letting one person affect my entire life. So instead of letting that person affect my life, I'm going to turn it around and make my life into something funny. You know, comedy and making people laugh makes me feel better. So if that was going to make me feel better, then the heck with that. I'm going to do what's going to make me feel better.
Laughter is the best medicine, and laughing about men in shoes sounds like a great combination to me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So.
It's been so much fun with this book, and you know, I've gotten to meet some incredible women like yourselves. I'm so impressed with some women, and they tell me their stories, and I'm like, wow, you know, I am impressed. And you know what? I'm right. I'm not the only one that went through it, and it's so nice to hear that everybody else, you know, other women do go through it.
So where can people find you in your book?
You can find me on shoesarelikemen.com. That's where you're gonna find all the information on the book. And the book is on Amazon. It's on the book cover. I illustrated it. I drew all that out. It's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com. It's on a couple of local bookstores here. And it's on Books A Million. And you can also get it in the Kindle version. If you hang out, you know, if you're just having a night out, like a glass of wine, a nice quiet day, and don't have a date, I'm telling you, get the book. You'll have a good laugh.
Sounds like a good thing to me. Minus the wine, I'm probably just gonna pour some bourbon, but that's cool.
Yeah, straight to the bourbon. But okay, thank you so much for coming on our show today, and we really appreciate it. And please, you guys, go out and check out "Shoes Are Like Men." Please check that out.
And so to wrap us up, I guess I should say, let me try to take it from Jake.
Here we go.
We are the And I Thought Ladies, two of the 11, the co-hosts and co-authors. A co-founders, co-everything, just about. How am I doing, Jade?
Yeah, but you've got to add wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous ladies.
Oh, whatever. I am wonderful, beautiful, and gorgeous. And as a narcissist, I take all of those adverbs for myself.
Okay.
Adjectives. Anyway, so you can check our books out and us and what we're up to, especially the European tour, on andwethought.com. You can always email us at ladies@andwethought.com. And please check out the show, Just Right in Life, at Amazon. And the charity.
Episode 2.
And the charities at the bottom of the ladies page. So I guess what I'm trying to say is that wisdom is all around you,
if you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love from Jade
and Winona. By the way, subscribe now. Yes. Bye-bye.
Bye, you guys.